I have looked at the tube map about 4,000 times, and I still could not tell you where anything actually is.
That is not a failure of attention. The tube map is not a map.
It has got stations on it. It has got a river on it.
It has got a river on it, and the river is the only thing on there that even gestures at geography. It is still drawn wrong. Everything on that diagram is drawn wrong, on purpose.
Why would you do that, on purpose?
Because it was drawn by an engineering draftsman who spent his days on electrical circuits, and he drew the railway like one. Straight lines, corners at 45 degrees, stations spaced evenly, whatever the real gap. Distance is thrown away.
And that is fine.
It is one of the best pieces of design of the last century. Underground, you do not need distance. You need which line, which direction, where to change. It answers that perfectly, and it answers nothing else.
But then I come up the stairs.
And you have no idea where you are. That is the trade, and everybody made it without noticing. Which means we are all carrying the same wrong picture, wrong in three specific ways.
Go on then.
One, the middle is enormously inflated. There are so many central stations that they have to be spread out to fit the labels, so a walk of 3 minutes is drawn as a serious journey. Covent Garden and Leicester Square are about a 3 minute walk apart, and people genuinely buy a ticket.
That is very funny, and I have probably done it.
Two, the outside is squashed the other way. Two stops near the end of a line look neighborly and are miles apart. Three, and this is the one that ruins people. The river is drawn as a gentle wiggle. In life, it is a set of enormous loops, and one of them wraps 3/4 of the way round a lump of land.
So how do I fix my head?
Stop thinking in lines, think in rings, and put yourself on the picture first rather than last.
I am out at Stratford.
Then you are further out than you think and much better placed than you think, and both of those matter.
Further out how?
A bit under 6 miles east of the center and slightly north. North of the river, sat on the river Lay, which is not a stream, it is a boundary. It was the edge of Essex. People still say east of the Lay and mean something by it.
And better placed.
Because of what is near you in order. Straight line, not travel time. Canning Town, 2 miles. Hackney, 2. Canary Wharf, 2.5. Shoreditch, 3. The City, 4. Greenwich, 4.
And the West End?
6. So the thing to hold on to is that you are closer to the money at Canary Wharf than to the money in the city. And closer to both than to anything anyone means when they say town.
Nobody has ever put it that way round to me.
Because nobody thinks in miles. They think in lines, and every line points at the middle.
All right, rings.
Draw a dot for the center, then circles round it. The first ring, out to about 2 miles, is one single lump. The city, the West End, Westminster, the parks. Very nearly every name you hear in conversation lives inside that.
2 miles for the entire famous bit.
About that, you can walk across the whole of it in an hour. The second ring, 2 out to 5, is the inner neighborhoods. The third, 5 to 10, is you, and the market towns London swallowed on its way past.
And the river runs through the middle of the rings.
Through the middle, and here is the part everybody gets wrong. London is not a ribbon along the water. It is a blob about 30 miles across with a river through it. Most of the names you will ever hear sit a mile or three back from the water, north or south, and never see it.
I have absolutely been picturing a ribbon.
Everyone does. The diagram draws the river as a spine and hangs the whole city off it.
Can I push back, though? All your numbers are straight lines, and I have never once traveled in a straight line across London.
You are right, and that is the honest limit of the whole thing. In travel time, this city is a completely different shape. A fast line drags somewhere 3 miles closer, and one bad change shoves it 5 miles away. Getting from you to the West End is nothing like 6 miles of effort.
So the rings are wrong.
The rings place names. They do not predict journeys. Those are two different maps, and you need both, and only one of them fits in your head.
Fine, take me round the rings then, north first.
North of the river is an arc, and it runs roughly in the order things got expensive. Start where the old city wall stops because the change is instant. Shortage. Furniture and clothing workshops, then empty cheap buildings, then bars and technology money. When somebody says East London and means somewhere fashionable, they mean Shoreditch.
That is about 2 miles from me.
3. Carry on out and you hit Hackney, which is the same story roughly a decade later, and which is your nearest big inner name at 2 miles west.
What about swinging round to the top of the center?
Islington, which people mostly call Angel after the station. Georgian terraces, gentrified long before anywhere else, restaurants, small theaters, and a byword in politics for a certain sort of person. Then King's Cross, railway yards and gasworks, and a genuine byword for grim, now rebuilt from nothing into Eurostar, a great deal of technology money, and a fountain.
Keep going.
Camden, which is canal wharves and horse stables that turned into a market, plus music venues and an enormous number of teenagers. And past that Hampstead, a hilltop village that London grew around without ever flattening. Extremely expensive, and the heath on top of it.
Right and south of the river.
Bigger than you think, short of famous names, and there is one reason for both. It filled in late, because for centuries there was a single bridge. When it did fill in, it got surface railways instead of tunnels, so the tube barely goes there even now.
So the diagram makes it look empty.
The diagram makes it look close to uninhabited, and about a third of London lives there. The name's worth having. Southwark, at the south end of that bridge, which is where the city sent everything it refused to license. Theaters, bear pits, prisons.
And further out.
Brixton, where the Windrush generation settled, and which is the center of Black British London. Peckham, a Victorian suburb everybody wrote off and everybody now wants. And Clapham, which is a common with a very large number of young professionals arranged around it.
None of those are on my mental map at all.
They are on nobody's until they need them. Peckham is under 6 miles from your front door, and you would have guessed 20.
West, then, that is the posh half.
West is upwind and upstream, which is exactly why it went rich and stayed rich. Past the West End you get Kensington, a royal palace, then a row of enormous museums built out of the profits of a Victorian trade fair. Chelsea sits below it on the river and is a class shorthand as much as a place. Notting Hill is above them, slum housing for Caribbean arrivals in the 50s, gentrified hard, and it still throws the biggest street carnival in Europe every August.
Is Hyde Park the one park I should know then?
It is, but not as a park. Memorize it as a chain. Kensington Gardens runs into Hyde Park, which crosses one road into Green Park, which runs into St. James's Park and stops at the palace. That is a continuous mile and a half of grass slicing the West End off from Kensington.
One chain, not four parks.
One chain, and the one that matters to you is not on it. 2 miles west of Stratford is Victoria Park, which is the best big park in the east half of the city, and the Olympic one is on your doorstep.
Last thing, because I hear both and I cannot tell them apart. When somebody says Hackney or Southwark, is that a neighborhood or a council?
Both, and that is the trap. Underneath everything sit 32 boroughs plus the city, and those are councils. Bins, schools, planning. Almost every name I have given you is a district instead. Informal, no legal edge, usually an old village or simply a station.
But some words are doing both jobs.
About 8 of them, covering completely different ground, and those are the ones that catch people out. The borough of Southwark runs miles south to Dulwich. Southwark, the place, is the bit by the bridge. Same trick with Camden, Greenwich, Hackney, Islington, and Westminster.
And Stratford.
A district, your council is Newham, which leaves one free tool, your postcode is a compass. The letters are the sector. East, north, northwest, southeast, southwest, west, and 2 for the middle.
What about northeast or just south?
There is no such thing. Both were abolished in the 1800s and handed to the neighbors, which is why the south of the city is split between southeast and southwest with nothing in between them. You are east 15. The Olympic Park was given East 20, a code that spent years existing only as the invented postcode in a television soap.
So rings not lines, a blob not a ribbon, the famous bit is 2 miles wide, and I am 6 miles east of it, with the money on my doorstep.
And when a name turns up that you have never heard, ask two questions. Which ring and which side of the water? That places almost all of them.